We ask that you come with a be in the one tonight. In the one tonight.
All you need. He's in the room. He's in
Hallelujah.
The room. He's in the room.
Hallelujah.
He's in the room. Our Father hears us. He's in the room. All fear is gone. Victory is won. Whatever you need.
Whatever you need.
He's in the room.
He's in the room.
Whatever you need.
He's in the room. He's in the room. He's in the room.
Come on.
He's in
the room. Let us all stand.
Our Father hears us.
This is the most holiest part of it all.
All fear is gone.
You may not need prayer. You,
whatever
you,
you
may have already
need,
got your prayer.
He's in the room. Whatever you need.
But stand for your sister.
He's in the room.
Your brother.
He's in the room.
The person that you told,
he's
I'm praying for
room.
You.
Our Father.
For those that ask you,
he's in
will
the
you pray
room.
For me?
Oh,
are you praying for me?
Victory's won.
Let us join together with the whatever speaker. He went before God to get this. Will there be another? Will there be another? This is the most important time. The Bible say in the old days, the angels would come down and once a year, they would come down and stir the water.
He's in the room.
And everybody that got in that water received their healing, received their need.
Victory's won.
Will there be another?
Whatever you need,
whatever you need.
He's in the room.
He's in the room.
We are in hopes that you enjoyed our message today, and we're truly blessed. Each month, our ministry provides free food and clothing on the first and third Wednesday from 5 to 7 p.m. for all men, women, and children. For more information, please call 337-238-0314. Praise be to God for our founder and pastor, Annie Mulberry. Be blessed in Jesus' name until we meet again this same time. Next week.
This ain't no ordinary.
No,
no, no, no, no, no, no, no. The kind of service greater.
The kind of service greater than we are here.
So I'm gonna give them all I have.
So I'm gonna give it all I have.
KQJO, St. Joseph Natchez 99.3.
People say, Tim, yo, you're my hero. How you do it? How you stay strong? Let them all know there's so much that I've been through.
Thank you for tuning in to the radio ministry of the Church of Jesus Christ House of Prayer, located in Leesville, Louisiana. The place where the Spirit and anointing, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, abides in abundance. We are located at 1100 Nona Street at the intersection of Nona and Verone. And now to our pastor with an anointing sermon already in progress, Pastor Annie Mulberry.
So say I'm good, good enough to love myself. So good, good enough to have success. What you gain from all the stress is the freedom to know that you are blessed. I'm good, good enough to handle my pain.
So good.
Hallelujah!
something from.
Oh, God, oh, God.
I want you to know, he's going to do it for you. He's going to do it for you.
Yeah,
give me time right now. I feel a woman of God. You put it in here and here and watch your God.
Rising up.
Yeah.
And you have an army rising.
God. Matthew is the 26th chapter, and I'm going to read from the 1st to the 13th verse. And it came to pass, when Jesus had finished all these things, he said unto his disciples, ye know that after 2 days is the feast of the Passover, and the Son of Man is betrayed to be crucified. Then they assembled together the chief priests, the scribes, the elders of all the people, unto the palace of the high priest, who was called Silas. And they consulted that they might take Jesus by subtlety and kill him. They were planning to kill him. I want you to know, lady, there's a whole lot of folks that they don't kill you with the rod and with the stick. That deadly tongue. Yes. That old deadly tongue that we're running around with that's in our mouth, that the Bible says that's the member that no man can tame. Yes. Yes. Only God can tame that tongue. Fifth yes. verse. But they said, not on the feast day, lest there be an uproar among the people. Now when Jesus was in Bethany in the house of Simon the leper, there came unto him a woman, happy women's month to all of you daughters of Zion. You finally made it, daughters of Zion. You finally made it. We've got a month that's dedicated to the women, woman of God. Unto him a woman having an alabaster box of very expensive, precious ointment, and poured it on his head. And remember, on his head. Remember that, on his head. Remember that, on his head. On Jesus' head. She poured this all on Jesus' head. She, the female, poured this all on Jesus' head. She, the female, poured this all on Jesus' head. Head. And he said, at me. But when the disciples, this was his own, but when the disciples saw it, they had indignation, saying, to what purpose is this waste? What is she doing up here showing off? What is going on? This was the disciples. We ain't got nothing here, but you got some men, Pastor Apostle Carey, that don't believe women ought to be up here.
That's right.
Don't believe women ought to be preaching this word of God. Don't believe women should not ought not be putting no oil on the Almighty God's head.
Set them free, Lord.
Same verse. For this ointment might have been sold for much and given to the poor. We could have used that money from that oil that she's put in on Almighty Jesus, our God, But they felt we could have took that money so that we could have. We're not going to take it and put it upon our pockets, ourselves, and put it on it. We could have took that oil that she had and paid somebody like them. Help the sister to get some food for her children. Because their thinking was right. Their thinking was right. Read. 10 verse. When Jesus understood it. Now, what did they say? He didn't say heard. They didn't say when Jesus heard it. They didn't say when Jesus discerned it. The word say when he understood. My. What are they thinking? What are they saying? When Jesus understood it, he said unto them, why trouble the woman? Why bother the woman? For she hath worked a good work in me. 11th verse. For ye have the poor always with you, but me, your Savior, your teacher, your master, your mentor, ye have not always. I told you already I'm getting ready to go away. Your verse. But in that she had pulled this ointment on my body, the oil went down from the head to the body.
Oh, yes.
She did it for my burial.
Yes.
She did it for my burial.
Yes.
This was a spiritual situation that they did not see.
Yes.
I want you to know God don't show no one man, one woman, all things. Gifts comes and calling that comes from God. He give you a little bit, me a little bit, and it's all of us working together for him, for the glory of the sheep in the body of Christ. He don't give nobody all the answers. Even Jesus walked the earth and said, I come to do this, that, the other, the will of the Father, my Father.
Yes.
I do what I saw him do. And as for me, when is it going to come back? When the time, when the end time is going to be? He said, I don't know.
Yes.
That's left up to his end.
Yes.
Very, very, I said to you,
yes.
Whosoever, wheresoever, this gospel shall be preached.
Yes.
The woman poured oil on his head. The woman poured oil on his head. Wheresoever this gospel shall be preached,
yes.
And the whole, not just part,
yes.
Jerusalem, Judea, and the whole world, not just the United States,
all right.
In the world,
yes.
There shall also this, that this woman have done, be told for a memorial for her.
Glory.
And the whole wide world.
Yeah.
She put the oil on his head. It's still going to be some that ain't going to let him do nothing. He said, I stand at your door, and I knock. And that's where I stand, I knock. And I knock until you invite me in. And if you don't invite me in, I won't come in. But if you don't invite me in, it's on. I'm going to come pour the oil over everything. I'm going to tell you how to do to love. I'm going to tell you what's wrong. I'm going to give you the desire. He's going to have his way. St. Luke, the 7th chapter, 36th verse. And one of the Pharisees desired him that he would eat with him. And he went into the Pharisee's house. The Pharisee's house, the scribes and the Pharisees always wanted to do things their way, to search them out, to kill them out, to want to stop and change things the way they think it should be. He went into the Pharisee's house and sat down to eat. See, we get talked about if they ever see you with a whoremonger, if they ever see you with a liar, if they ever see you. We preachers go through all kind of everything, just trying to save souls, just trying to help people to be clean, just trying to help people to get up and rise again when the master come back and get up. He said, those in the water, the dead in the water, they don't get up first. And then us, which are alive, we just still hang around here. He said, we're going to get caught up with it. And that's what the preachers are trying to do. We're just trying to help you to get caught up with it.
37 at the home. There you go again. A woman in the city which was a sinner. My. Made money. This woman was a sinner. Like the woman that called the men folks, brought to Jesus, all of the men folks, and said, Master, we call her laying up with a man. We call her in the very act. Now your word, I'm gonna put the word back on it. Your word. And Jesus, once again, while he understood what the Bible said, he was writing in the ground. And when he understood what they said, he said, all right, brother, if I got an animal on y'all, I'd be slept with her. If I got an animal on y'all, they ain't trying to give us some money to put you on. If I got an animal, I'm one of you brothers. Just one. If I just got one. You be the first to throw the stone at the center one. Right. You be the first. Yes. Bible say they all had to think about it. Yes. And say every one of them to throw them stones at. Some of them try to hide it, didn't want nobody to see that. Come on. Come on. You'll never be the same. Because he's breaking chains.
That's right.
And you're that on me.
Yes.
37. And behold, a woman in the city which was a sinner, when she heard that Jesus sat at meat in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster box of ointment and stood at his feet. Behind him, listen, vocal. At his feet. She stood behind him, weeping, and began to wash his feet. I told y'all to remember about the head. This woman came as humble as you can. And washed his feet with her tears. Moaning and crying, just so grateful to even be at his feet. And then wiped them with her hair.
Yes.
On her head. With her hair. In those days, they wore coverings. But the Bible didn't say they wiped it with the covering.
That's right.
It said she wiped it with her hair.
That's right.
Now, when the Pharisees which had been saw it, he spake within himself, saying, this man, if he were a prophet, he would have known who and what manner of woman this is that's touching him.
Right.
If he was a true man of God, he would know that this prostitute, this old woman, this whatever, this sinner woman. So what they're saying is he wasn't a real prophet. And Jesus answered and said, son, I have somewhat to say unto you. And he said, Master, say on. There was a certain creditor which billed two debtors. The one out 500 pences, 500, and the other 50. And when they had nothing to pay him back, be frankly, he forgave them. Tell me now, Simon, therefore, which of them will love him the most? He's going to love him the most, the one with 50 or the one with 500? Simon answered and said, I suppose that be to whom he forgave most.
Come on.
And he, Jesus, said unto him, thou hast rightfully
judged.
And he turned to the woman, and then said unto Simon, seest thou this woman? I entered into thine house, me no water for my feet.
Come on.
Not the disciple Peter.
Come on, come on.
But she has washed my feet with her tears.
Jesus.
And wiped them with her hair of her head. If thou gavest me no kiss, thou, you didn't give me no kiss. But this woman, ever since the time I came in, has not ceased from kissing my feet.
My God.
My head with oil, thou didst not anoint. But this woman hath anointed my head, my feet, with warm with ointment. Wherefore I say unto thee, her sins, which are many, yeah, a lot of them, are forgiven. They're forgiven. Bring you before the pulpit, bring you before this one, bring you before that one, and talk about what you did, what you didn't do. They want to put it all on you. But he said, when I came to you, you didn't give me no water to my feet. When I came to you, you didn't kiss me and hug me and tell me how much.